Yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Note. Mike Pace, K Dog, the homie Quinn. What's happening, fellas?
Good. What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling, chilling. Hey, boys, warming up outside. Warming up in the, excuse me, in the NBA. First game of the finals tonight. Warming up college football season. It's some good times right now. I know we always kind of trip, well, me and Kevin anyway, when NBA over with, that it's a lull, but
Yeah,
now what?
it is a little bit, but now with the way social media is, and
Right.
it's stuff happening every day. Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's so many media outlets, period. You know what I'm saying? Q, like on the SEC network, they're gonna always, even if it's all really still dominated basketball, I mean baseball and
Yeah.
softball, they
Yeah, 'cause they
still
gotta
gonna
create
sprinkle that
content.
football.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna sprinkle it in there. So yeah, man, it's all good, man. Super excited about the game and all that. But speaking of the SEC, they had the media, not the media days, the SEC meetings in Destin.
Yeah, the coaches meeting. Actually, it was mainly the main focus of it was the football part, because that's the money maker of the league right there. So that was the main part. And what was interesting to me about it is they're trying to figure out how they're gonna separate everything, and when Texas and Oklahoma get into the league, because that'll bring them from 14 to 16 teams. So he's talking about the pie system was one thing. And what the pie system is they will put four teams in four different, I don't even know if they're calling divisions, but four little pods. They will play that pod, and they will actually, it will work like the NFL works right now. Well, you got the NFC East will play all the teams in the NFC, I mean the AFC West. They'll play each team in their pod, and then they'll have like three permanent, like I guess you call them rivalries. Like, so Alabama, just for example, would be their three permanent would be Tennessee, Auburn, and they would get a third team, like a Vanderbilt or somebody like that.
Oh, okay.
So that was a pod system, which they're not really leaning towards. I like it. What would y'all think about that?
Go, Kevin?
Man, sound good to me. I mean, you got,
Huh?
like you said, 16 teams with the two new teams coming, Texas and Oklahoma. You ain't gonna be able to keep the same division setup that you got. Plus, it's like it's no balance either. Like the East, like the West division is so much more
Tough.
tougher than the Eastern division. So you got to do something to change it up. And it ain't like, because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but divisions were set up back in the day because of travel, just like in the NBA and the NFL. And that stuff is not an issue these days. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, you had an issue with, traveling cross country or, from Texas to Florida. So like that was an issue back in the day. Like now it's not an issue.
They was
You
on
know what I
buses
mean?
back then.
Yeah.
For
So now
sure.
that that's not an issue, I think they need to change it up. They need to mix it up. You know what I mean? Like I want to see Alabama and Florida more often. I want to see LSU and Georgia more often. You know what I mean? Like I want to see games like that more often. You know what I'm saying? So I think they need to mix it up somehow. I don't know what they could do. I mean, this pod system that Quinn talking about, it sounds good. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to see something like that.
Yeah, man. I didn't get to hear it, you know what I'm saying, per se, but hearing Quinn explain it and then Calvin was explaining it to me a little earlier, dog. Like, sound good to me. And you know what's funny about you saying what you said, Kevin, as far as like wanting to see like Florida and whoever more often than like,
Yeah.
Georgia and LSU. It would seem like, well, you get Georgia Bama that often. Only reason you get that often is because they met in
Right. In
the
the SEC
SEC
championship.
championship
Yeah.
and then the national championship twice. Other than that, the first time they had even played, so they
It
played
was 2007 to
07 08.
2020.
Not
that, so, 08, they played each other.
So 07, they played with Matt Stafford won in overtime. Yeah. And then they played again.
Mike Jameson in the corner end zone.
Now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when Julio and them came.
When Bama blew them out, when they wore the black joints. Yep. Yep. And then they didn't play again until Nick Chubb. Georgia was ranked number one. And Nick Chubb had that long run. It was raining.
Oh, 2015, Derrick Henry. 30-10 was the score, I think.
So then think about it. After that, they didn't play again until
2020.
Yeah, because what happened, they were supposed to play again, and Missouri and A&M came into the conference, and it knocked it offline.
Yeah.
And so then they didn't play again until, cue to the national championship game.
No, they played the regular season that year, remember? Well, Matt was a quarterback. And
No. They played in the Natty when Jay Hurst was up.
Oh, yeah, 2018. Yeah.
That was 18. And so, but to Kevin's point, then it came frequent because their regular season matchup came. Then they played in the SEC championship the year after they played in the national championship. So it looked like they really was playing that often, but really they weren't. You know what I'm saying?
But that's because they're the two best teams. But like
but
I
like
said,
you said, the balance.
You don't see LSU in Georgia. You don't see Texas A&M in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Like you don't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Because of that, like you said, because of the balance. That's the only reason we saw that is because they was the cream of the crop, right? Yeah. So Georgia LSU played Joe Burrow the year before they won it. That was the first time Georgia had played LSU since, I want to say like Honey Badger and them boys was there when they won, when they beat Georgia in the SEC championship.
Yeah, yeah, that was the last time.
Like, think about that.
Yeah.
And that was the SEC championship.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you really can't even count that, because the only reason that happened is because both of them just happened to be good that season.
Right.
And the year before that, they played, that was when AJ Green was there. And, dog, we tripping. We missed one of the greatest games of the 2010s. Georgia and Alabama playing the SEC championship when –
oh man,
100 NFL guys was on the field.
Oh man,
sorry, Ty. We being disrespectful
about that game, man. Oh, no, that's one of the greatest games ever, right?
Ever. That game was epic, bro. Yeah, we tripping. Sorry about that, but I'm just saying to your point though, Kevin. Once again, only reason it was like Quinn said, they both was, you know, the best in the conference. So I think it would be interesting. And then, I know Calvin was mentioning for purposes, like instead of having automatic bids for conference champions.
They take the best two.
Yeah. I think that's dope though. Cause now, like you said though, Kevin, you get a matchup of one of them years, Tennessee thriving. And they actually just play, because they don't play LSU every year, right? They play Bama every year, and then whoever they other. Yeah, so now you can get just a Tennessee LSU when they both good in the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of, they play in 4 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nah, like, because it's Georgia play Auburn every year. Then it's like whoever else, you know what I mean? Yeah. What about a good Ole Miss against a good Kentucky, a good Ole Miss against a good Georgia? I don't know the last time Georgia played Ole Miss.
When's the last time Ole Miss played Florida?
That's what I'm saying. When Dexter McCluster and them beat Tim Tebow.
Yeah, man, a long time, right? Like, I think Bo Wallace, no bull though. Bo Wallace was the QB that last time I think Georgia played Ole Miss. I think Bo Wallace was the quarterback, dog.
Like it shouldn't be like that, man. Like they probably should have did this a long time ago. But the second little adjustment they was considering was you just said they don't have divisions. You have your main three that you play every season, like the rivals, and then another one that rotates. So this would be, and the one I saw, because you know I focus on Alabama. Yeah. They will have their six opponents, the same ones every year, but it wouldn't be East or West. It would just be the same one that was picked randomly. It would still be the LSUs. It would still be the Ole Misses. It would still be the Mississippi States. But it would be, say, a Missouri or Kentucky or Vanderbilt. And then on top of that, you would get your two rivals. So for Alabama, it would be Tennessee and Auburn. And then you would get a third team that was that would change every 2 years. So you would get a Texas, you would do a home and away for 2 years, then that third opponent would change to maybe a Georgia. You get that home and away, and then the next 2 years it would change to maybe a Florida or a Georgia. You get that home and away every 2 years. So in the way they the math, the way it would rotate it is you would play everybody in the league at least once every 3 or 4 seasons or something like that.
So even to the point you made though, Kevin, about like travel. Think about it. When they brought A&M and Missouri to the league, if it was still for travel, how was Missouri in the East and A&M in the West? And Missouri is further than College Station. Like,
it's like the thing is, like, that's not what it's for now. Now they just
they just got to bust it up.
Tradition at this point, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
But they like just holding on to it now. It got
Holding on to it. It's like because you see the NBA, they changed it in terms of like the finals. That's why the finals used to be 2-3-2
format. Yeah,
yeah, because like you always had like Boston and LA in the finals, and the travel back then was difficult. You know what I mean? So they, you know, you can't go back and forth for you know 5, 6, and 7.
Bruh. Imagine 3 games in the middle. what the hell?
That's how it was up until what?
I'm just saying though. Imagine though.
Mid, late 90s?
Yeah. But
you play your first 2 games at home, then you be gone for at least 10 days.
Bro, imagine that though.
Yeah, it was like that up to probably like 98.
Imagine playing in the Bay 3 games in a row right now.
You're gonna lose all 3 of them.
No, bro. you ain't coming out of there.
No,
you ain't coming out of there with season still though.
You better win the first 2 at the crib, I tell you that. Yeah. 2-3-2. But then imagine having the last 2 in your backyard, bro. That's crazy to think about it like that. But yeah, nah. But I think that's dope though. I think that's cool. Like, you know what I mean? In terms of for the fans, I think it's cool. Like for, you know, you get to see those matchups that you just don't, because it's been some years where teams that aren't traditionally good have good teams. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, it's like you're not getting that, which like the Big Ten. Bro, the Big Ten have some games.
Yeah.
They have some. Bro, you're going to get Michigan and Michigan State every year. You're going to get Michigan, Ohio State every year. You're going to get Michigan State, Ohio State.
Wisconsin.
Every year. Yeah. Every year, regardless of what, that's going down, dog. You know what I'm saying? And whether you're a fan of Michigan or Wisconsin or the Big Ten or not, that's good football.
Yeah. They have
Iowa and Wisconsin games where it's just going to be smash mouth.
Smash mouth football. Somebody going to run for 375 yards. You know what I mean? Then it's some receiver you never heard of that's like, oh, my gosh.
Nope.
Out there with 13 catches. Yeah, you know what I mean? Going crazy. And
they
just
got
like,
the best schedule set up right now, the Big Ten does.
Yeah, it's dope.
Far.
It's dope. And it, like you just said, you get Penn State, Ohio State. Penn State. Bro, you can't ask for no more than that. Like, yeah, that's super dope, bro. Just a regular old October. Here we go. In the top 25. You got a 1-4 matchup, you know what I mean, from the same conference? Bro, that's dope. Then the next week, you got a 5-7 matchup that's from the same conference or something like that. You know what I mean? 11-5, like something like that. Like, because the SEC always have a lot of teams, so it's like the Big Ten. Yeah, I think that's cool, though. Now,
one of the main holdups, though, for some reason, and, you know, other conferences are kind of going away from this, but the SEC still want to hold on to those Austin Peay, the Southeast East Louisiana State. They still want to hold on to those games, at least 2 to 3 of them.
I get it, though.
I do too. I get it. But that's kind of the hold up, because this system right here that they trying to implement, it would kind of do away with those. So
hey, look, hey y'all, I get it, man. I got Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, LSU in a row. Yeah, I need me a Charleston Southern right here. Right. I need an Austin B this weekend, dog. Good God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I get it. I feel them.
And them teams want that game too, because they want that money.
Absolutely. It's, hey.
Mess around and Nick Saban, he gonna end up owing Jackson State a game.
Word.
He should go ahead and give him one. Go ahead and give him that $1 million check.
He should
go ahead and give him one.
I feel like he owes
it. That's why I don't have no problem with it, because those teams, like, I know for a fact, because I still know people at Alabama State, the last two games they had against Auburn, they played Auburn, and then they play UCLA this year coming up season. That game at Auburn funded their whole athletic program for two full seasons. And the check they get from UCLA, this $1.5 million about to fund for the next three seasons.
And then,
that's just one game.
And think about it too, Q. Remember, I was messing with you. Remember, because Alabama State basketball team played like some monsters last year.
Exactly.
Because remember, I was messing with y'all, like Mo Williams, like, Bumper, we want all the smoke. They had played like four games in a row. It was like Texas.
Do you know how much money they made from that, though?
Crazy. Yeah, they played. I'm telling you, I looked up every week. I'm like, Mo Williams is not playing. Yeah,
especially in basketball, man, because you ain't got to worry about no injury. Now you just hoping. True indeed. That check, man.
True indeed. It's not like it's you got 230-pound lineman versus, you know what I mean, this big D tackle. It's like, yeah, your point guard 6'4", my point guard 6'1", whatever. Like, what's the worst you got? You block a shot, you steal the ball.
Exactly. Like, you know, this check is the check gonna clear? That's all I care.
Yeah, you're not gonna hurt them. So I think that'll be cool, man. I know it probably ain't as easy as, like, you know what I mean, the logistics of it probably a little tough. Because
the issue is they be scheduling them games like 4 or 5 years out, even more, really.
Yeah.
So that's the issue with the return trip. What may be an issue, because you know Texas and Oklahoma, they're trying to get into the league now, so. If they do, then Alabama is not about to give up that return trip from Texas, money-wise, and just if I'm coming out here this year, you coming to Bryant Denny next year. So if that happened, then they're saying it's probably going to have to be one of those non-league games where it won't count in the league schedule, but
because
that's the only way you can return it like that.
Well, I know one thing I personally would love for them to keep. They you can't get rid of Texas, Oklahoma. I'm sorry. Like, you have to keep that game. And that's not – I don't have a dog in that fight, but you cannot, as just a fan of the game, you cannot get rid of Texas, Oklahoma. I don't care what they do. I don't care if it count, don't count. Listen, you can't get rid of that game, bro.
Right.
Like, it's been so many great Red River rivalry.
Texas and Texas A&M to get back on.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be
because A&M been running from Texas. A&M the one being the one out here that's been saying they don't want that game.
Texas A&M is a better team
at this point, though, Kevin. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this because I feel a certain type of way about Texas A&M right now.
Why, bro?
You mean why? You don't come at my coach.
It's a Saban disciple, though.
I am exactly. I'm a Saban.
I'm talking about Jimbo.
No more. I took his place.
Jimbo can't stand it
at all. You seen Kirby trying to act like that? Talks like, man, you should see what we said. Kirby, stop playing.
Nah, I feel him, though. That's because Kirby's relationship with Nick is different from Jimbo's relationship with Nick. Jimbo and Nick ain't never been close. Like, if you like do a little research on it, look at the backstory.
Yeah,
they ain't never been close. It's always been like tension between them, even when they work together.
Yeah,
because Kirby and them look at Nick as like, you know what I'm saying, their mentor, you know what I'm saying, yep. or whatever. But Jimbo was like,
Jimbo looking at him like peer. He's an equal or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always been like that.
So it'll be like more like
Saban and Belichick.
Yeah. Like, you know, like guys being the lead together. So it's like, you know, like Brian and KD might be here versus like Brian and LaMelo Ball, like, you know what I mean? Or like, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like, or like Anthony Edwards look at KD like this. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Kirby and Nick and
Napier.
I can't even think. South Carolina coach.
V-Tech son. Beamer.
Shane Beamer.
No. Used to coach South Carolina, I'm saying.
Muschamp.
Will Muschamp. Their relationship is different, you know what I mean? Like, they all, like, you know what I'm saying? They all cool. But
yeah, no doubt.
Jimbo ain't never really been like that with Nick. It was just
he
work
like,
relationship.
Hey, he like, bro, I'm right here with you in this building.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you. But listen, it made for great theater, though. Because I tell you what, them beating Bama last year and having this drama, and you got to come to tea time.
Man. Them tickets gonna be high.
They already high.
Them tickets gonna be high.
They already high.
And Bryce seemed like the brighter the light, the better he play. He might throw for 630 Sam or something.
And he got some people that's gonna actually catch the ball this time.
I just hope that Georgia be through playing to play a 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock game that day, because I'm gonna have my popcorn ready.
No. You talking about which game you talking about, Kev?
The Texas A&M Bama game. Ain't that early?
No. No. So CBS, they locked down CBS. Double header all day. So that's gonna be the night game on CBS again.
Oh. It gotta be. Listen, and Gary and Brad gonna do it. And Brad, what's his partner?
Yeah, Brad Nessel.
Brad Nessel, yeah. Aaron Murray and them do the first one. That's fine with me. Because that's what happened this year. Aaron Murray and them did the Georgia Kentucky.
I'm just excited, man. I'm excited about the defense more than I am the offense. Cause my boy Dallas up to about 255 now.
Look.
He went from 245 to 255.
No, he went from 215 to 255.
hey, listen. Man, I'm excited to see I'm excited to see it all, right? Like, I want to see Gibbs. What Gibbs look like, because he's an animal. I'm ready to see Kendall Milton. I'm ready to see if Kenny McIntosh, you know, in his day, you know, backfield.
Who you think will get the first carry out of the Georgia backfield?
McIntosh. Yeah, for sure. Cause listen, man, it's basically, I don't like saying Saban or Bama 2.0, but it's a lot of similarities. Georgia always had a lot of running backs anyway. But when you look at what they're doing, it looked just like from, you know, this one to that one, Coffey to this one, Ingram to this one, you know, Yeldon to this one, Lacey, you know how it went, Trick. Yeah. And them boys wait their time, and then they all end up playing in the NFL and back on the sideline for a national championship, mm-hmm. and they gold chain. So it's the same thing. Kenny McIntosh going, you know, and he's worthy. That dude a beast.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Nick Chubb was what, fourth on the depth chart?
Right.
When he got there.
Right. He was fourth. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think McIntosh depth, but I think him and Milton going to tear it up, and Edwards going to get carries. Edwards was getting carries last year. It's going to be, man, you know. So, yeah, I think McIntosh, and McIntosh, he nice, bro.
They're probably going to be the two deepest backfields in the country again. Because
mm-hmm.
your boy back up to almost 100% too, Kevin.
Who that?
McClellan.
Jace McClellan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw some video on him, and
I like
lost 15 pounds. Yeah,
I like him too.
He was explosive. I feel like that's what they was missing last, that explosive in the backfield.
Oh, y'all leave my man alone.
Who?
You know
who you talking about?
Man? I don't need my man alone.
Cut up with them Commanders. Watch hey, what I tell you though.
B-Rod look good in that uniform, Shad.
B-Rod finna cut up with them Commanders.
B-Rod, my man. Hey, listen, bro. Real quick, talking about the NFL, bro. It's you know, he with the Commanders. James Cook with Buffalo. That is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, that's big for them.
That is gonna.
They need that. They need that weapon. That, weapon. That versatile weapon like that.
Buffalo got some weapons.
Because James Cook could be like a smaller version of Deebo Samuel.
Bro, he is about to be crazy. With
you can put him anywhere out there, anywhere. Yeah.
But
I'm gonna play receiver if you need him to.
I'm gonna tell y'all what I heard in regards to one of y'all guys, bro. They say if this is humanly possible, they say Najee Harris look like he got bigger.
Oh, he up to 244 now.
They said I was listening. They said his quads looked like they was about to bust out of his skin.
He up to 244 and he's still moving the same.
They said they say they're having to drag him out of the weight room right now. And they say he's so focused on football.
Hey, Kevin, you did Mike know how you felt about Najee coming in?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I
called him Bam.
Yeah.
That's my guy, though.
Yeah, listen. And they said
I love Najee, man.
They said, yeah, they said he looking right. But I think they're going to have to rely on him a lot because the quarterback situation is so up and down right now. I think they're going to have to.
It's going to be tough because just like last year, though, it was tough for him last year. Like everything he got last year, he earned.
He had to work for it.
Work for it hard.
Yeah,
and that division to kill it anyway.
Them Cincinnati, Cleveland, and
but he versatile though. He good at the backfield and everything.
Yeah. Then they got unit. George Pickens out there. Nah, but yeah, that
I actually saw Top Billing did a deal on George Pickens. They say that it's a cheat code for Pittsburgh to pick him up. Cause I'm telling you, once he get right,
but they needed him though.
Yeah, they did.
He for real. Yeah, he for real. He for real. He for
real. Need him bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgia did too. I respect it. Even that, like him coming back and trying to play, like I was perfectly fine with him not playing. But just that shows you the kind of mindset this dude got. Like he's a tough dude.
I mean, he made a big play in the national championship.
He did.
Yeah. It was in the SEC championship.
It just like old boy came back a couple of seasons ago for the national championship game. Waddle.
Yeah. Just to play. No, Waddle was bugging. I was about to cry on myself for like.
But they say he was healed though.
Yeah, I mean it's a bone, Mike. You know how that is.
Did y'all see him?
It did look bad.
He was literally waddling.
It did a little bad, but it worked out.
Because their game speed is different from their practice speed. You can run fast all you want to in practice. It's a different type of speed when you get on the actual field playing.
I'm just glad he sat his ass down because I was like, bro, Pat Mahomes, LeBron, all them dudes was tweeting like, bro, sit down. He was bugging, but, you know, it all worked out.
Speaking of Waddle, since we're in NFL right now, what y'all think about this Tua talk and his passing and all that stuff right now?
Ain't nothing changed. It's the same as it's been. It's just that they need something to talk about right now in the offseason. Like your assessment of Tua should be exactly what it was coming out of college, because now he's 3 years removed from that injury. You know what I mean? And this is his make or break season. This is what we find out what Tua is.
So and it's the thing. I ain't as high on Tua as Kevin, but what does that mean, right? That just means I ain't as high as him on Kevin. But I do think, like, bro, it ain't like it's just 32 Brady's walking around or Rodgers or Mahomes or whoever you want to call it. Bro, that dude, he ain't no worse than some of these other bums. Like, he better than a lot of these other bums, if you ask me. But I'm just saying, like, Just they shut up.
This is my thing. You take a quarterback that's coming off of a serious injury, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This quarterback has a hip injury. You know, this quarterback has the worst offensive line statistically in the NFL. He has the worst running game statistically in the NFL. And you expect him to come out there and throw for 300 yards a game. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are. If you're in that situation, it is very hard to be successful in that situation. I think he did damn good to do what he did.
As quick as he was having to get rid of that ball, he was going to have to throw 70 passes to get 300 yards. Right.
And everybody, like, well, all he do is dink and dunk. Well, I'll tell you what, the quarterback with the most amount of completions at or behind the line of scrimmage in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. So we can't talk about people dinking and dunking because there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? When you got guys like Tyreek Hill and Waddle, give them the ball and let them go to work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, exactly. I think he's going to be extremely successful this year.
But Tom Brady ding and dunk, Dak ding and dunk, everybody ding and dunk.
Like, why you think Adrian James was so valuable out of the backfield? Because Peyton Manning gonna give what you take. Like, whatever you give him, that's what he gonna take. He gonna try to push it down the field when it's not there. He gonna throw that ball to Dallas Clark. He gonna throw that ball to Adrian James. You know what I mean? Like, to Joseph Addai. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just, for one of it is Bama fatigue, you know what I mean? That's part of it, you know what I mean? So they're gonna be on tour neck because of that. But like I said, this is his make or break year. If he don't do it this year, if he's no good this year, then you know, have at it. Just say whatever you want to say about him, and then they're gonna bench him and cut him or whatever. But this is the year where we find out what tour is.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Him and Jalen Hurts gonna have to ball a lot. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. That
put a team around him.
But that's you know, that's what it's about though. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like, and I think if y'all know, if I think if anybody built for that shit is Jay Hurts. Like Jay Hurts, man, you know, like
you can't rattle him. That's what you're not.
Oh man, like I'm cool, bro. Like,
and with him, it's here. It's anticipation. Yeah. When he starts to anticipate his throws, and so I'm telling you,
you're gonna be fine.
If it ever clicked, at some point this season, if it clicked, I'm telling you, bro, NFL, watch out. Because when he know where he's throwing that ball, it's gonna be on the money, on a frozen rope, and we know what he can do with his legs.
And he got weapons too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got AJ Brown, you got Smitty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if they just act
Sanders
like
Sanders in the backfield.
Well, that's all I'm gonna say. Why they act like yo, Miles is nice.
Yeah, he a hoss. Dallas Goedert.
He is nice though. Like Miles be balling and they just like stop getting on the ball.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this dude nice, bro. I don't know. But yo, nah, man. That's what's up, man. I'm excited for that. That's gonna be good. All of it gonna be good.
I can't wait for all the spring training and all of that.
Yeah, it's gonna be good, bro. I'm ready to see it.
We'll get that what next month sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's gonna be really good, man. So, little game come on tonight, you know what I'm saying? Nothing too big.
You had the Braves first pitch at 7.
What'd you say?
I said you had a Braves first pitch at 7. That's the game you're talking about, right?
But not even nothing that big, man. Just something, don't bet. Nah, man, we got the finals. It's here. Golden State and the Boston Celtics. Quinn posed the question last week, how shocked were we to see the teams in it that's in it? When you think about, it's so funny, right? Like the beginning of the season when I was saying Golden State would be top two in the West, and y'all like, Mike, I don't know about that. And I was all banking it off of Klay coming back and being – and y'all like, Mike, that's a lot. And I'm just like I said, maybe it was naive confidence in just how great those guys are. But you know, whatever happened, happened. They got there. Boston, who would have the beginning? And I, I love Tatum. You know what I mean, Brown. So I was, I've been liking them. So then when everything started to fall, I'm like, yo, what is wrong? What is wrong? Y'all just like, man, forget them. And then I'll be like, what's wrong? Y'all like, and then whatever, they started to turn it around. I'm like, they've been balling. Y'all was like, yeah. But I, cause I ain't have like the greatest confidence. I ain't gonna sit here in front. Like I was just like, yo, they gonna, but I was like, nah, y'all, you know.
Yeah, you had way more than we did.
I did. You know, and then I started to see, I started to see that the way, like they was punishing folks. So I'm like, but I don't know. Cause I'm with, I'm like Kevin with that. Like when NBA teams blow people out, I'm kind of like, yeah. That one, but they was just like punishing everybody. So I'm like, all right. So going to the playoffs, you know, of course I picked those guys, KD and Kyrie, cause I'm, you know, but then I ain't gonna lie, I was not real confident. And then when they did what they did, I'm like, okay, now these dudes, they for real. You know, and I rolled with them against Milwaukee. And for them to knock off Giannis, who everybody, I don't say everybody, I'm generalizing, but, you know, had the utmost respect for, I was like, okay, go to the Miami joint and now they're here. So I'm saying that to say, like, Q, when you asked that question, I wasn't shocked about Golden State nor Miami, but I said Boston and Dallas, I was. But it's just to see both of those teams because of the shock value y'all have from the Golden State part and me from the Boston. And y'all actually for both teams. It's just funny.
You know what? After I asked you that, I thought about this over the week, like watching back from the conference finals and whoever the Golden State like front office is, like they put them pieces in there to fit them first three, and they fit perfect, dude. Just like they were that first run they had. So the more I think about it and the more I look at it, the less shocked I am. You know what I mean?
But yeah. I feel y'all though, cause like I said, I think I was just talking from maybe just supreme naive confidence in Steph and Clay. Like, I really believe, like, I was just like, because Kevin even made the statement, like, maybe you're looking at it from, like, what they used to be. And I probably was, but I really did believe, like, yo, they're going to be really good, championship contending good. But
they're doing it differently than they did
before. So that's the brilliance part. Well, you got to give Kerr a lot of credit. You do have to give a front office a lot of credit. And you have to give Steph, Clay, Draymond a lot of credit because they the pillars, right? And they understand what it takes to win and they understand how they won. But to your point, to do it differently, it takes them buying in before anybody.
Right.
Because if they don't buy in, guaranteed nobody else will, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's just amazing to kind of see both of those teams in the places that they are. And also the anticipation, because you know it's been some finals where you're like, bruh, this ain't going to be good. And But this one not like that, but it's so crazy because how many people picked this finals? Right? Like, I'm talking like, you know what I mean? Like, and so, but to that, to say, but man, it's anticipated to be pretty freaking good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just, I think that leaned more to what you said a couple weeks ago, Kevin, though. Like, I love it. Like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? I think that's great for the NBA, dog.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I like the suspense. Like not knowing, like, what. Not having just like a favorite to when Miami played the Lakers.
The Lakers.
You knew the Lakers was gonna win. Miami made it a series, at least. Absolutely. You know what I mean? But you knew the Lakers was gonna win. You know what I mean? But like I like it like this.
Yeah, I think it's super dope.
I think you have 6-7 competitive games too. Like there'll be some real strategizing going on, some bodies on the floor going after loose balls, like for 7 straight games, because that's what type of teams this are. These aren't, you know, Golden State, and like you said, they doing it different, Kevin. Like the Golden State before, like they was just blitzing teams. Like you blinking, they up by 30, and you couldn't come back for that.
Yeah, that was a defensive squad.
Yeah, exactly. Like now, like they've actually had to come back a whole lot to win the game they've been winning.
And it's fun to see them because you don't have like the all veteran team, right? You do have some youth sprinkled in there. You got some guys super young. You got some guys just like in the middle, in there, you know what I mean? You got guys in their prime. So it's fun to watch them. I think it's just dope to see too. I think we talked about this a little bit. Guys with the team that they started with go through some pitfalls and stick it out and get back right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't even just like, they got right. Like, they went to the, they're in the finals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't just make a playoff run. Bro, they are like 4 games away from winning it all.
Right.
And this will probably feel the most satisfying to them too, I would think.
Well, like you know what? Yeah. I think it's just a lot to be said. If you look at the first time they went, it was totally unexpected. And this time, it's totally unexpected. You know what I mean? Like, the ones after that first one, everybody kind of thought, okay, these boys legit. You know what I'm saying? But going into it, it was kind of like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they went in. Yeah, but how can they? Because it was, matter of fact, I think that year them and Boston was like the 2 best teams then. But it's just fun to see, man. It's fun to see. It's great to see Steph back in this situation. It's great to see Klay after all he went through. You know what I'm saying? For sure, back in this situation. And you love for a guy like Draymond who just put so much into the game. Coach like Steve Kerr, Jordan Poole. The people talking crazy about him. Golden State wasted a pick. That's what they were saying, all this crazy stuff. Played in the G League, and now, you know what I mean? Andrew Wiggins. Kevin, we was talking about that a little bit, you know?
Yeah, so, like, I feel like those two are the biggest difference from, like, before, right?
Yep.
So, before, they never really had a third offensive option. You know what I mean? Now, they not only do they have a third, they have a fourth offensive option.
Legit options too, like even efficient options.
Like, because guys who can get 30 on a given night or 40 on a given night, you know what I'm saying? So, to me, I feel like that's the difference.
Yeah, I do too, Kevin. Like, if I pick Boston to win, but I feel like those two players are going to be the X factors for the Warriors, because of course you got Klay, you got Steph and Draymond, but if you come out and you get 20-25 each game from Poole and Wiggins, then that's going to be hard for the Celtics to overcome.
Well, hold on. So we doing picks?
I didn't say that.
Whenever y'all ready for it, we can.
We said this before, Mike. We know you got the Celtics in 7. I said the Celtics in 6.
Hold on. Let's finish that talking a little bit. I'm saying okay. So okay, I agree with y'all on that, man. Like, and I love what I'm seeing out of Wiggins and Poole. And like Kevin, you said, you know, Wiggins can be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had the weight of the world on his shoulder, first round pick. I mean, number one overall. Not first round, number one overall. What, he was 18? 18, 19?
It just turned 18, I think.
You want me to come do something for Minnesota that ain't KG couldn't even do?
Exactly.
Now, what you want me to do? You got the number one pick, and you want me to do something that this man is great as he basketball player as he was. You want me to do something he couldn't even do. And that ain't no shot at Kevin Garnett, because, hey, Kevin Garnett is all-time great. But, it's cool, man. It's cool to see, and it's going to make for a good series. So, Boston side. Let's talk about the Boston side a little bit. Last time we talked, we had Golden State finishing it out. They did, and Boston didn't. Ended up going to a game seven. So I'm gonna ask y'all. I hear a lot of people. I heard a lot of people saying, "Well, you know, they lost some games at home, and they kind of melt, self-destructed, whatever down the stretch of the other game." And they like, that concerned me. How y'all feel about that? With Boston losing, I think they lost two at home to Milwaukee, two in Boston to Milwaukee, and two in Boston to Miami. And then they had kind of the late game blunder in game seven. I'll tell y'all how I feel. Y'all, what y'all think about that?
I feel like it's more of a plus than a concern.
I was going to say the same thing, Kevin.
Yeah, a team that can play like that with their backs against the wall, nah, that's not a concern to me. Because you're going to lose. I mean, you're playing a good team. You're playing deep in the NBA Finals. So, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing to go down in a series. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the best team always going to win in a seven-game series, and they proved it was the best team. So with their ability to come back and play tough and win on the road in the conference finals, nah, that's a plus to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not a knock at all. That's not a concern at all. That's impressive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing, Kevin, because, you know, them losing – a game at home is not going to phase them because they can just bounce back to the next one like nothing happened. So, yeah, that's more of a plus than anything.
Hey, listen, I'm right there with y'all. So when I kept hearing people say that, I'm like, bruh, like, to me, like Kevin kept saying last year, you getting battle tested when you do stuff like, bro, they had to win at Giannis. Like, you lose, it's over.
Yeah.
And Giannis had 44?
Yeah, 44.
44 and 20, 44 and whatever.
One at Jimmy.
Right?
With the way he was playing. Like.
Right? Like, and so I think, too, that comeback, they did, while they did contribute, I think that's more to what y'all spoke about before the series and to why y'all picked Miami. I think that speaks just more to that grit about Miami. Bro, we ain't going to go. You're going to beat us.
And, boy, they put up a fight. Damn,
you're going to have to. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to beat us.
And for you to beat a team to put up a fight like that, then you battle tested.
Okay, on the road.
Yeah, that's not a concern at all to me.
At Jimmy.
That's actually impressive.
Yeah, so we all on the same page. I just kept hearing people say that stuff, and I'm like, dog, to me, that show more about them. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I'm with y'all. And you know, with the time, they was like, well, what about, you know, I'm like, man, how much rest they need? They ain't played since Sunday. You know, that gave them, you don't want too much, too long off, you know what I'm saying? I think they'll be fine in that regard. You know, and so I just think it's going to be a good series. People talking about the Golden State going to sweep Boston and all this. Like, bruh, who have y'all seen who these dudes have beaten? Like, they ain't just had no cakewalk. They ain't beat no chumps. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, ain't nobody finna. You can't sweep Boston. That's
no,
not gonna happen.
You can't.
No, because you're gonna have them games where they're just gonna lock in defensively. And you're gonna have games where Tatum and Brown, one of the two, go for 40. Like gonna beat them. You're not gonna sweep them like that.
Or both go for 28.
Yeah, right. And Golden State does as good as the offensive weapon they have. They do have lulls sometimes. Well, they'll go like 4 or 5 minutes without scoring or something like that. Or they'll be 3 for 20 from three in the first half or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. They rely on it a lot. Now it's just they got such great shooters that most of the time they on the right end of that. But you're right about that, you know. And I just think, man, once again, a lot of credit to Ime Udoka, bro. Like, that is so impressive, dog. That's incredible what he's done.
Man.
That is amazing what this man has done, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I wanted him to be successful just because he was cool down here. And when he was down here in San Antonio, I hate that he left for obvious reasons. But But yeah, I thought he was gonna be good. I didn't know he was gonna be NBA Finals good in his first season.
He is awesome, bro. I mean, like, it seems like too in the Milwaukee series at times you felt like, oh man, they out, are they done? And then they just like, they don't just say like, oh, we're gonna win. Like, they come out and like really get on. You know what I'm saying? And then just the same in the Miami joint. Like, it's and it go back to just like buying in, getting them to buy in. Bro, they were under 500 at one point in this season. And to be doing this now, I mean, come on, man. And my take on it is they're like, well, they're young. Bro, that was Jason Tatum's third Eastern Conference Finals and Jaylen Brown's fourth.
Yeah.
Now, while they may be young in age, they done play some
experience.
They done play some ball. Think about it, bro. I think two of those Eastern Conference Finals was against LeBron James.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they were. So you know what kind of.
Because Tatum was a rookie.
Kind of game hours they have against the top talent in the world. So
and think about it. That one year they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, it went to game 7 against LeBron and the Cavs, and it went late. Like, it wasn't like a runaway. So, you know, I mean, and then you got Marcus Smart. You know, you got Al Horford, who I know he dying to win a championship. Yeah. Bro, he had never been to a finals. The most playoff games played without being to a finals, dog.
You see the way he's been playing out, dog?
Just oh, my God. Yo. look like he had UF again, dog.
That one play he made in game 7 on the break, he looked like a 2-guard coming down the court.
Bruh. And then,
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it was one play.
Yes.
It was like he was like a 1-on-2.
Bruh.
And he just and like split the defense.
Boom.
Yeah.
Cause they replayed and they like, look at this. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then that block on Strus, that dunk.
Oh man.
That was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. So, you know, you know, you see that stuff and you like, man, you forget. Bro, this dude literally been in the NBA like 15 years. Like, he was at Florida in 2006.
Did he play 4 years at Florida at that?
Ran it back. Remember, yeah, they won back to back because they played Ohio State in the second one with Greg Oden and all them was in that same draft. Mike Conley and Cook, yeah. Man, and could think about it, I think he like the last one standing.
Yeah, he is. All the rest of them gone.
Mike Conley and him from both of those teams, but from the Florida team, I don't think anybody left but him.
Corey Brewer still playing?
Mm-mm.
No, Corey Brewer, no. He was in the G League, I think, but not in the NBA.
Okay.
Brewer gone.
Was Mo Space on that team?
Joakim Noah.
No, I'm thinking Darnell Jackson was on that team. I can't remember.
Nah, Space.
I don't know if Space was on that team or not.
No, Space went on that team.
Well, they, you know, I think he the last one rocking though.
Yeah.
And look great. Look at man, what imagine like what kind of shape is this dude in?
You know what?
Remember, I used to always tell you, like, when everybody used to be on Noah, I used to be like, Horford is the one. Like, Horford's going to be the better NBA player.
Yeah. Now, Noah did his thing.
Yeah, he did.
I wish that team, you know, I always say it because I love D-Rose. If that team would have got the max out of D-Rose, they would have probably at least played in the finals.
Yeah.
D-Rose
is a monster.
And they was tough.
That's what I be telling people when they be like, who's better? Prime D Rose and Ja Morant. I'm like, bro, y'all just why? How are y'all forgetting?
Know, man.
Like, how are y'all either you forgetting or you don't know? One of the two. I'm kind of thinking
they don't know.
You don't
forget that they don't know.
My man is a 6. What are we gonna give him? 6'1".
Man.
Point guard and was the league MVP of the league that had LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, and Kevin Durant in it. And I'm gonna stop right there.
Prime.
I'm gonna stop right there.
LeBron James too.
Prime.
This is prime LeBron James.
I'm going to stop right there. He won the league MVP in a league that had those gentlemen in it. So we – and Dwayne Wade
easily.
As well.
And it wasn't no prime discussion.
Prime D-Wade.
Oh, like he won that easily.
And we left D Wade off that two-way list too when we were talking about guys that was defenders and yeah, we left D Wade.
D Wade, the third greatest shooting guard of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll never hear me disrespect that guy.
Yeah. So yeah,
not intentionally anyway.
Yeah, that was a bust.
He said not intentionally.
Nah, because we oversighted that. I was listening back and I was like, oh, D Wade. But yeah. Al, man, shout out to Al. So, you know, with that being said, you know, y'all don't know who I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna listen to y'all.
No,
You already told us.
I wanna see who y'all gonna pick.
You already told us.
What's your picks, fellas?
So I think my final pick is going to be, I went with Boston first because I just feel like Boston is a much better matchup for Golden State than Dallas was.
Teeter tottering.
You know what? I'm going to stay with Boston, but I'm going to go Boston in 7 instead of 6, though.
You ain't sure.
I'm not. Not at all.
Okay,
so you got Boston
in what?
Boston in 7.
7. You really like Golden State got the home court advantage, right?
I know. We were just talking about that. These dogs don't kill.
That's true.
What you got?
So, like I said, I feel like the difference between the two teams, right, is with Boston. And every game that they won, either Marcus Smart, Al Horford, or Grant Williams, they kind of stepped up and was big in those games, right? Because you know what you're going to get out of Tatum and Brown. All right, so one of those three guys stepped up. And Derek White even stepped up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I feel
he did.
I feel like you need that third option. Somebody did. You know what I'm saying? They can take that scoring load off of them boys, right? With Golden State, I feel like there's so much more offensively. You know what I mean? Not to mention Clay and Steph, but, you know, we mentioned Wiggins.
Yeah.
We mentioned Jordan Poole. Even Draymond can give you a little bit. You know what I mean? I feel like that's too much offensive firepower at the end of the day for Boston. So I got Golden State in 6.
Okay. Well, you know who I got. You know who I got, baby. I'm going with JT's
JB's it. And also, all of this talk about Steph not winning the finals MVP, I think Steph finna put an end to that. He finna win the finals MVP, and he finna start making his trail towards Mount Rushmore.
Well, I think that's bullshit anyway.
No.
But I that whole Steph not winning finals MVP thing, I think that's bullshit anyway. But
Wait.
What?
We'll go ahead and get your pick, and then we'll come back to that.
I'm going with Boston. Listen, I hear you with Wiggins and what's the name, but let me tell you something, brother. Boston come out there and play like Belichick, coordinate that defense, baby. They coming out there, they getting up in you, bro. They bumping you, all them rub screens and brush screen. Draymond going to get frustrated. Draymond going to get a couple ticks. Wiggins ain't never seen nobody like Grant Williams bumping up against him. Then you got Grant bumping. Got Tatum bumping. Got Jalen. Yeah. Like Chuck say. Then you got Jalen bumping him. You understand what I'm saying? Then you got Marcus Smart going to hit him a little bit. You feel me? I'm telling you, it's going to be – listen, I got Boston and Sal. Boston and Sal, man. Listen, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be good. But I'm rolling with the C's, baby. I'm rolling with the C's. I'm rolling with the J's, JT and JB. They're gonna get it done. They're gonna get it done, man.
I feel like they're gonna get it done too. I just don't feel like the guys around them gonna have enough.
Yeah, I think so. And defensively, they're gonna be such an impact, right? I think Robert Williams gonna nullify anything if they try to play Looney. That ain't gonna work out.
Wouldn't have been a beast too.
He gonna be on the bench.
He has, but that's what I'm saying. So I think when you go to that small lineup, advantage Boston. Grant Williams can guard anything on the floor. They can switch everything.
That's true.
They can switch everything. They long, they tough. They got Ime over there. Hey, clutching his fist with the sweater halfway zip. Talk right, yeah, right, right up.
I think it comes like defensively. They Boston is a great team. I just think it comes down to I don't think they'll be able to score enough.
Oh yeah, I do. I do. I do definitely because
so, so who's your MVP? Is it Jason Tatum?
Well, you already know who I'm rolling with, boy.
I think they win. It's not going to be Tatum. I think it's going to be
Brown. Man, Quinn, shut your ass up, Tatum,
bro. If they win, he going to get it regardless.
If he win, he going to have to get it.
He going to get it regardless if they win.
He can take over a game. Brown can take over a game just as well as Tatum can.
But I'm telling you how this works. It don't matter. If they win, Jason Tatum going to get that because he's looked at as the guy.
Nah.
That's all you got, Mike.
My man's enough. Jay Tatum.
So just let me say, though, if Boston win, I would not be surprised. But I expect Golden State to win.
I expect Boston to win, Calvin. I'm telling you, boy, listen, man, they balling, bro. They balling.
Golden State is, too.
They are, but listen.
Like they deeper.
They ain't seen nothing like this here yet.
What? Think about what you just said, Mike.
I'm talking about this year.
Okay.
Denver was, come on, man.
So, hey, Kevin, let me ask you this. So you always say you don't put too much weight on game one. Like, how much weight do you put on the finals game one?
Not a damn thing.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same.
Especially, like, we just talked about how Boston can bounce back and all this and that. And we know Golden State battle tested.
Yeah, for sure. Game one, listen, bro, we see this all the time. Hell, Miami, when they play OKC, lost game one in OKC. OKC
that's the easiest game to win.
Had the what you call it?
A visiting team.
Miami won the first two against Dallas.
Dallas
won the first two against Miami. That year, they beat Dallas. That don't really make me know. No, never mind. Right. Hell, what was it? AI went in there and blitzed the Lakers for 50.
And that's the only game the Lakers lost the whole playoff.
The only game they lost the whole playoff. 15-1. Yes, I mean 16-1. So, you know.
Actually, at that time, I think it was 15-1.
15-1. Yeah. So, but nah, man. I got Boston and JT gonna be my final MVP. We're gonna, gonna ride out with the best. But let me ask y'all a question. Did y'all know that Golden State and Chicago was tied for the third most championships all time?
I saw the stat the other day. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. When them other six was four, we were born one. I mean them other three.
Golden State, Rick Barry,
yeah.
Al Adels and stuff.
Al Adels as a coach, I think.
As a coach, don't know what I'm
saying. I don't think he won. I don't know if he won one as a player.
No, I'm talking about when he was coaching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we seen the three they won, but I know they ain't won three other than that since I've been alive. You know what I mean? That was like, dang, that's crazy because the Bulls were six. We saw all six of them, and then they got six, they tied. And then, of course, we know Boston and L.A.,
y'all some serious sports head to be talking about Al Adams on this thing.
that's Mike throwing out them pre-Reconstruction
most
names.
Most people would be like, who in the hell is that?
nah, look. Al was clean, too, out there. Coaching had the fly collar and shit like that, the fro. Yeah.
Bill Russell was like the only two black coaches back then.
Word. You know what I'm saying? And look what they did, Warren. See, we still doing, man. We tried to tell y'all a long time ago we've been like this. But look. So, Q, you said what I said, the whole Steph not winning finals MVP to me is bullshit. And the reason I say that is because I feel like he should have won the one Iggy won, first of all. And I just feel like, I mean, I get it, but to me, man, he Steph that dude, bro. So I ain't really tripping on not having no finals MVP.
Man, I ain't tripping on it either, but I think for a guy that talented and that good, he got to have a little bit of a competitive chip on his shoulder. I know he's hearing that.
But look though. He got two regular season.
Yeah.
Back to back, one unanimous. So let me ask you a question. If I say, Kevin, you was the best player for 82 games, and then I say you was the best player for 7 games. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying that I put no value, any less value on either one,
yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, because they both hold their place, right? And that's kind of lopsided to do. So I ain't even going to use that analogy because that don't even
with it. I feel where you're going with it, but at the end of the day, we're talking about a multi-time champion. You know what I mean? And and this is not like no guy, no bus rider. This is a bus driver.
So you looking at it from terms of Shaq and Kobe. Kobe played in 7, won 5, got 2 finals MVPs. Shaq played in 7 or 8, something like that.
Yeah.
And got 3 finals MVPs.
And
right?
you saw what it meant to Kobe to win one without Shaq.
Right. So but see, it's different for Steph because I don't think he has to win a finals without anybody unless it's like Klay Thompson or Draymond.
I don't know, man. Like I'm just saying how I feel about I can't put that on Steph. I don't know what Steph is thinking. I'm just saying, for me, if I was the caliber player of Steph and I don't have a finals MVP and everybody always talking about, oh, Kevin Durant basically did this and he you know, y'all was a bus rider on this championship, ride his coattails and this and that. And I know everybody ain't really saying that, but in so many ways they are. You know what I mean? No, I'm finna get this done. I'm finna show y'all what I am.
I feel like it's too much. Dang, motherfuckers need to stop. Like,
yeah,
it's
too much fluff, but still.
Yeah. To me, he is, you know what I'm saying? He for real with it.
But I feel like he also want to show y'all.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Because, you know what I'm saying? I get it. You know, Tatum and Brown, they are good. You know what I mean? But we talking about Steph.
No. I feel like, you know, in all the terms of it, I feel what you're saying. But I just feel like the people trying to say, like, he ain't this or that. And I hate all the comparing anyway. Why we just can't watch these guys?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, when LeBron did this, it wasn't like this for KD or wasn't like this for Jordan or Kobe or Dr. J or...
Bruh, there's no answer to this, all of this shit.
It's not, bro. And then it's like, it's just stupid to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, and like I just say, but I get what you're saying, but I just feel like Steph don't need no validation because.
Nah, he don't, but.
And I feel like they got him on that one that they gave Iggy.
Yeah, but he didn't get it, though. They might have got him, but he didn't get it.
But why
it was close enough for them to be able to give it to Iggy.
It was not close, though.
I'd say, like, I can't imagine him not winning this finals and him getting that finals.
Oh, no. Nah, listen, if they don't, they're not winning unless he's the finals MVP.
That's not true.
Let's be clear.
I disagree with that 100%.
Who will get it, bro?
Klay could get it.
Hell no.
Wait. So how is that such an outrageous thing to say right now?
Because, bro, like, I.
So hold on, real quick, Kevin. Real quick. Your point about Brown being able to get it just as much as Tatum is way more valid than Klay being able to get it and Golden State win. Brown getting it and Boston winning is way more valid than you saying Klay getting it and Golden State win.
But why,
Kevin,
though? Why? I don't understand.
Well, I interrupted Kevin, so I'm gonna let him finish.
See, like, people look at Klay as like this number one guy, which I don't think Klay was ever like a number one guy. Klay plays well in that system, bro. He's a system player that's in a perfect system. You know what I mean? Like,
he's
it might be a game. Yeah, go ahead.
Great player in a great system. I'm just putting that
it, it might be a game where Klay go off for 50 or 60. But there's also a game where Klay is a pedestrian out there. You know what I mean? Like, he's not Steph, bro. He's never been Steph. Is he as good a standstill shooter as Steph? Catch and shoot? Yeah, probably. But he is not Steph Curry, bro. He's never been Steph Curry. It's never been close.
I never said he was, and I never said it was close. What I'm saying is he could win this MVP too, and it's not crazy to say that if they win, he could win it. I don't understand why that's such a crazy thing to say.
Because Klay Thompson can be slowed down, bro.
That's what I was about to say.
Steph is the guy that can't be slowed. Like, no matter what you do to Steph Curry, Steph Curry can still get his and get other guys involved. You can slow Klay down.
Cause for one, Klay don't dribble the basketball like that. So if if you put, I guarantee you this, Smart would affect Klay more than he would Steph.
Yeah.
Cause if he just took away his airspace, especially at this point, cause he's not all the way back to who, and I don't know if he ever will be, or maybe he will. I hope he will. But at this point, Klay's not, and he never dribbled the ball like that. If Marcus Smart closed his airspace, every time he got the basketball was just up in him, it would clearly affect him way more than it would Steph Curry.
And the way you was talking about Boston switching everything, if you switch everything, then he's really not affected.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be running off screens and all this and that. And if you switching everything, then he's really not going to be that affected.
Because
you got my bad. You can slow him that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I just no way. Because it's just say his impact won't be what Steph's is. Even if you slow stomach Steph scoring down, he can get you 10 or 11 dimes, yeah. I think. Right? Klay ain't doing that.
Yeah, I think they would have more trouble with a guy like Jordan Poole that can take the ball from the top of the key and get all the way to the basket.
Me too. Because that if you look at it, that's where Giannis and Jimmy Butler hurt them versus KD didn't, because KD wasn't trying to get to the basket like that. And I think that Giannis and Jimmy Butler affected that defense more because they was going downhill.
Yeah. Also, another thing with Golden State is I feel like they're going to make Tatum and Brown work way more than they had to work in previous series.
They are.
Because of Jordan Poole and Klay and Wiggins, like there's not going to be any breaks. Like, them boys going to have to play both ways. Like,
but we've been drinking that muscle milk, bro. We ready, bro. We ready now. Nah, it's going to be good, though.
I see it.
It's going to be okay. So real quick, because we got to get to tank, and I got to get ready to bounce. Who in tonight?
Tonight is a toss up. Golden State been off longer.
Teeter tottering.
That's what I think.
It wouldn't surprise me if Boston came in and won game one.
That's exactly why I think they'll win tonight, because of the time off.
Look, they could have played last night. I'm going with Boston.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think Boston will win game one.
I do too. Boston baked beans, baby. They're going to win that thing. All right. So, look. Hey, man, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, man. So, real quick, Kevin Q, unfortunately, I missed the fight. Y'all did fill me in. Of course, I saw the massive KO punch. Lord, Jesus, help me, Lord. But, hey, man, give me a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? Break it down a little bit, man.
I predicted that Tank would knock him out in 7. He knocked him out in 6. Mm-hmm. Rolly put up a good fight. He did what he could do. But there's levels to this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it boils down to. Like, it's levels to it. Like, he was never going to beat Tank. Mm-hmm. He's not talented enough to beat Tank. Is he good? Yeah, he's good. But Tank is an elite fighter, bro.
Right.
And nobody's going to beat Tank until he fights another elite fighter. Mm-hmm. And that's what it boils down to. This man, Tank, walked him into a quick little left, and he didn't even throw it that hard. Rolly walked right into it.
Right.
That last shot was probably 70% Tank and 30% Rolly walking into it and just meeting it. Because Rosier actually got two decent shots on him, but they didn't phase Tank at all.
I saw those
too. It was more like a little overhand left hook. Like it was.
Listen, man, you know what's funny, right? Like, so you know, Martin always have fun with boxing, and you know, like he had that one joke back in the day where it's like, that's the toughest sport to lose in, because it's like, yeah, you can't say like, well, if you're a QB, say, man, I got sacked 8 times, or, yeah, you know, we fall hard, but we got beat on the glass, something, you know what I mean, basketball, whatever. Yeah. So it's already the toughest sport to lose in. But in today's time, bro, I have seen 1,000 memes, and 1,001 of them have been funny. Like, bro, I would hate to be a boxer in today's times and lose a fight, bro. I saw one. I got to find my brother-in-law since, yo, he was showing me the other day. So they got the joint live, right? Tank hit homeboy. Bam. So you know when he fell, but when he fall, he roll over. Yeah. It's Martin when he was fighting Tommy Hearns. He was like, give me 4. Yo, man, listen, bro. I'm like, I would hate to be a boxer and lose in today's times, bro.
That's part of their problem, though. Like that. That's why I don't really, I hate them. Like, I know it'd be funny, but I hate them memes and all that when boxers get knocked out, because for one, that's part of the sport, bro. That's
you got it.
Like, there's no shame in it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like getting dunked on in basketball.
Yeah, there's no shame in it. Like in basketball, if you get dunked on, it's because you went for the block. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in boxing, if you get knocked out, it's because you was in there. You was going for it. You weren't, you know what I'm saying?
Or getting crossed over.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just me being a boxing fan. You know what I mean?
But no.
I get it.
Oh, whatever, sound puss. It's funny.
Kevin be mad. He be mad, Quinn.
I get what you're saying, Kevin, but I mean, we probably get knocked out and people laughing at us. I'm gonna laugh at me too if I get knocked out like that.
Hey, look, and you a professional.
That's just me being a super fan.
Let me ask you this though, Kevin. So I saw an article today that said that Haney claims that Tank is ducking him, and he got a fight coming up this week, which I think is possible. He might lose against Kambosos. Yeah, so I don't agree with that at all. But do you think if Haney beats Kambosos, you think Tank will give him that fight?
It's too much business, and it's too much business in it to say. Like them being scared of each other is not an issue. They're not scared of each other. Neither one of them. Like they're boxers, bro. They're not scared of each other. It's business that surrounds this situation. That's the reason why those fights don't happen. So will it happen? Probably not. Because like around Tank, you got Leonard Ellerbe, you got Floyd Mayweather, and they be trying to like handle him in the way that Floyd's career was handled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like fighting people strategically at the right time and all of that. And that's what they be trying to do. So I don't know, man. You probably won't see a Devin Haney and Tank fight. You'll probably see Tank and Ryan Garcia before you see Tank and Devin Haney.
But see, like, with it, I don't like that. So I mean, I get what you're saying.
Quinn just like simply put it. Quinn like, bro, I don't like that. Yeah, like that's a bull job. Yeah, I feel that. Quinn said,
I miss about old boxing though.
Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
You just had to fight that dude that was next, man.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why MMA has taken over. It's because of all of that stuff. Because MMA has one promoter. My bad, not MMA. UFC. UFC has one promoter.
Dana.
And that's Dana White. And if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. That's why you get big fights in UFC. But in boxing, there's promoters upon promoters, and there's networks, and there's different boxing commissions, and there's
pieces of the pie here, there, everywhere.
So, man, you know how much
that has to come together to make a fight.
You know how much I used to hate that mess. Like you got this boxer that only fight on HBO, and then the other that only fight on Cinemax, well, on Showtime, and
it's worse now because not only do you have the IBF, WBO, WBA, and I forgot one, but anyway, you have Showtime, you have Fox, you have DAZN, you have ESPN, and then you got on top of that, and you got the different promoters. You got Eddie Hearn, you got Al Heyman, you got Bob Arum, you know what I mean? And over in the UK, you got Frank Warren, you got all of this stuff that I just named. They have the WBC, I don't think I named WBC, but all of that stuff has to come together to make a fight. All of it has to come
together. That's crazy.
And with that many egos, that many.
And now you got money. You got to negotiate splits and the purse and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's so much business involved. It's hard to make fights.
Right. Right.
Like think about like Wilder and Fury is the only big fight that you really got recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And look at it, like that was done between Fox and ESPN. It was like a split promo. And you had Al Heyman and Bob Arum and all of them. They had to work things out. And Frank Warren is also Tyson Fury's UK promoter. So he was involved in it. Like, it's so much that goes into it.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford mean by size of the street. When they say he on this side of the street, I'm on that side of the street. That's what they're talking about.
Man.
Do you think Anthony Joshua gonna fight again?
Yeah, he's gonna fight. He's gonna fight Usyk again.
Probably
in July, probably next month.
You don't think so? You can't see the Fury fight happen?
Nah, that's not gonna Fury. Fury probably might be done. Fury a weirdo, bro. When he say he done, he probably
probably mean it.
Yeah, and ain't nobody gonna beat him anyway. What's the point? He already got all the money he needs. So. Ain't nobody gonna beat that dude. If he ain't been beat by now, if he ain't get beat by Wilder, he's not gonna lose. Ain't nobody else.
I don't think that could possibly beat him.
And yeah, Joshua gonna fight Usyk. I actually think Joshua might beat Usyk because Joshua is really good
at matches. I don't.
He got Robbie Garcia training him now.
So I think he watched though, dude.
Yeah, but he can still. Usyk is small, but Usyk is a cruiserweight that moved up to heavy. And Anthony Joshua hit like a damn donkey. But if he can get with the right trainer, because he tried to outbox a boxer, you can't outbox that dude. He got it. If he get with Robert Garcia and Robert Garcia teach him how to impose his will on that smaller man, I think he can beat him. Because that's hit hard, bro. I'll tell you.
I feel like Anthony Joshua's arrogance got to get in his way sometimes. So he could do all that stuff training him, but I feel like he's the type of guy that when he gets in the ring and something don't go his way, he gonna retract back to his old ways.
That's when he fight against power punchers, bro. When he fight a guy like Usyk is a straight boxer, like pure boxer. He don't have a lot of power. That's a 200-pound man that moved up to fight a heavyweight. I'm telling you, I think if Robert Garcia trained that man the right way and he push Usyk around like he's supposed to and use that 240 or 230 pounds or whatever it is he come in at, I'm telling you, bro, he can affect him. And he good at rematches. I give him that. He good at making his adjustment because Anthony Joshua one thing I like about Anthony Joshua, he don't really have an ego when it comes to humbling himself to change the way he fights. I've seen him do that in two different fights to where like, okay, this didn't work. I'll try this. I saw him do it twice.
Mm.
So just saying, bro, don't be surprised if he beat Usyk. But Usyk is a beast. I hope he wins so we can get the Wilder and Joshua fight that we should have got years ago.
That's what I want him to get in the ring with so he could put Not Joshua back to England because I don't like that guy.
You is crazy. You crazy, bro. Oh man,
hey, yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, the game late. You're on the West Coast now.
Yeah, man, that game started at 11 p.m. Central.
Nah,
Oh, look, I gotta take a nap and set an alarm to watch the game. Good Lord of mercy. All right. So, man, yeah, that's all I got, fellas. That's good talk, though, man. SEC talk and college football and finals and Steph and Clay and Draymond and Curry and Doka and Brian and Tatum and
Brian.
Yeah, good ball, man. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Y'all, Q, you got anything else? I appreciate that enlightenment on that SEC thing, too, because, like I said, Calvin explained to me a little earlier, but I didn't get to see it. That was good talk, though, man.
Yeah, I just hope Texas and Oklahoma go ahead and come in after this season so we can go ahead and – because, to be honest with you, I don't know how competitive either one of them going to be them first few seasons anyway, because – they got a lot of catching up to do. That's just in football, though, because they both of them pretty good in all the other sports.
I was about to say, in basketball, they come right in at the top.
Yeah, and they're going to get a couple surprise wins, man, because, you know, they got talent. They're going to always
have
talent.
Yeah, of course.
Sark going to be drawing up crazy plays and all this crazy stuff. Bijan going to have a 280-yard game. Be crazy.
I saw something where they say Ja Hall ain't on Texas roster no more.
Oh. Well, so they, well, here's the thing, Kevin. They were saying that, but the truth is he hadn't even enrolled yet because the summer enrollees ain't started yet. So they was just picking at the little guy, man. The little guy, he done already had a rough off season, dropping national championship passes and stuff. Man. I mean, all I know.
True, where smoke is fire, you know.
Man,
when guys like that,
it's always something right now. So I don't care what he do. I'm just being 100% honest with you right now. What you say, Kevin? Oh, you got some shit going on.
That's what's up, man. We'll get on out of here, man. I gotta go handle some business, man. But that's what's up, man. And shoot, boy, this should be a good. By the time we get back, they've been on play about three games. So, let's see what's happening, fellas. Tonight, see what's happening. Sunday.
And Tuesday. Yeah.
By the time.
Go get you some coffee, Mike, so you can stay up and watch the game.
I mean, for real, dog. Great day. That's what's up, though, man. That's what's up. So, yeah, man, that was another episode. Lagitate Notes, Mike Pace, K-Dub, the homie Quinn. Once again, if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. You know, come back. You know, comment, whatever you want to do. You don't like it, don't come back. Appreciate you for coming. And we'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Take it easy.
Darth Vader.